Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to day 7 of our wonderful 21 days together. And goodness gracious, there's so much energy moving around and questions that are coming up and stuff that's coming up for people. And today's statement is going to help with some of that, and I'm going to address all that later in the class. But for right now, welcome Gregory and Gail.
There. Hello.
Hi.
Good
I'm
morning.
I start calling you guys Gigi.
That works.
Because I go, Gregory, it's so hard. I mean, say that fast. Gregory, Gail. Anyway, welcome everybody, and I'll hand it over to you, Gail.
Okay, great. All right. So, yeah, a lot of power. Lots going on, and that's what's exciting, because that means that it's really working. And when things are working, we will expect to see life differently. And that sometimes takes some adjustment in our perception. Okay, so the pathway from spirit into form follows sacred geometric patterns. And the tools that we're working with in this class are empowered with something Gregory's talked about, the toroidal flows, the cycling energy that brings divine light into form. Seeing energy patterns and feeling vibrations are a direct communication with the heart center, beyond words and concepts. And I know many people have expressed how they see things in their dreams or in their awakened states. When your intentions are aligned with the heart center, the toroidal flows are directed into manifestation. Your clear, loving spirit is able to dance in coherent patterns that allow the energy to flow for creative expression in your life. We're moving out of the power over and control model, and that's a big adjustment. And we're relating to power really in a whole different way, not outside of ourselves, but remembering the creative connections through the heart. The more we practice, it will become the new way. This enables us to tap into unlimited flow of abundance with a consciousness that is for the good of all, and is one of the great distinctions of this time that we're in now. So as we work together co-creatively, we can manifest through loving consciousness, resulting in the spirit of goodness. The Heart Companion is a powerful tool that trains you and restores you to work in this desired capacity. So let's begin. Get into a relaxed position. Hands and legs uncrossed, eyes opened or closed, whatever works best for you. And take your Heart Companion or your Eye Connect and hold it between your hands. And if you don't have it yet, you know, just be opened to receiving the energies that we're sending out to you. And let's all take a moment to silently state your intent for this class. And allow the feelings to be in attendance with waves of love and compassion for all, experiencing greater clarity as you intuitively refine this intention. Now, move your hands to the third eye as your inner knowing takes this energy, the energy of your intention, and sends it out to the universe. See that stream of energy flowing, beautiful light. Now take your Heart Companion or Eye Connect and hold it at your heart center. and notice an expanding energy at the heart, and that keeps expanding and growing. Joy and compassion as we continue to understand a new way. That intention is bathed in joy and compassion. Okay, now let's take a deep cleansing breath, and on the out-breath, as you release the air, allow the sound VAM to resonate through you, and we'll do that three times. VAM. Notice feeling more centered in the heart. Vibrations of love touching deeply, awakening compassion for self and others. Allow your body to absorb the blessings and send them out to others and to the universe. You are immersed in feelings of gratitude. So let's make that sound again three more times, and here we go.
Bam. Bam. Bam.
Bring the energy down into your feet, allowing the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth, and bless all beings and all life. Okay, Daniel, I'm going to hand it back to you.
All right, thank you. All right, good morning, everyone. And now that we're kind of centered now and Maybe one of the only times in the day that you find yourself kind of able to stop for a minute and give yourself the gift of presence. Today's statement is a powerful statement following on the heels of yesterday. We've gotten some very interesting questions and comments. For those of you that emailed me yesterday, I didn't ignore you. Give me some time. I will get back to you. But I want to make something very clear about this statement that we're about to read when we're done reading it. My inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my vibration and desires. And as the principle of supply and action, it is impossible for me to have any unfulfilled desires. This is an exciting statement here. And I'm going to break it down and make it simple. My most dominant thought is being brought into existence. That's it. My most dominant thought is being brought into my reality. That which I focus on is being brought into reality. Coming on the heels of yesterday, money is not my supply, no person, place, or condition is my supply. If we find ourselves in debt and we're constantly in debt, I promise you that somewhere in your consciousness, in your subconscious or super subconscious mind, there is a river of fear, doubt, and disbelief connected to your most dominant thought, which is bringing into reality this incredible lack of whatever is not showing up in your life. And this is the exciting part. The exciting part is that it works both ways. And with the heart companion, the eye connect, it is so magnified. And you have to be careful because it works both ways. And that is that whatever my most dominant thought is instantly and constantly being brought into reality. And if I can understand that and can get myself not to get caught up in the collective consciousness of error thoughts, believing that woe is me, woe is the world, and therefore that's what is, and get caught up in the idea that you are a child of the universe, you were born in the image of greatness, and it is your inheritance and birthright to be abundant. If I can consistently, more than not, stay focused on my true desires, and this is why I had you set an intention on the first day, because many people want to know, is it working? Well, let's test it. Give yourself the gift of the rest of this class of focusing on intently on the truth. And the truth is that if I focus on the fact that this is why I ask you to move your bills. If you're constantly looking at your bills and your most dominant thought is debt, you're not focused in the solution. You're not in the solution because you're not present. You are somewhere crucified by the regrets of yesterday and the fears of tomorrow. So getting present. Now, what that means is that now that you're kind of getting into the class, some of you are having some doubts about what came up yesterday and what's coming up today and whether or not, you know, is it too much for me? I'm going to say this statement, and all I'm going to say is hang in there. Whoo, put on your seatbelt, baby. We're just getting started. Yeah, stuff's going to come up. But if you give into it, just like the lady I talked about yesterday that gave into her illness for many, many years, then that's what's going to be so. If it shows up, it's a good thing. If it shows up, welcome it. It does not have to be the truth for you, though. It has been the way that you have operated in the past, and therefore, because we're stirring up all kinds of things, then it's going to show up today. When it shows up this time, you have a decision to make, and the decision is, am I going to continue to believe or think the way I used to, or am I looking for and committed to with intentionality to results that are different from where I have been? Instantly and constantly bringing on form and existence according to my desires. Instantly. So think about your life right now. Think about whatever's coming up for you, and for everybody it's going to be different. If your most dominant thought, if your most dominant vibration is gratitude and love, then you're going to find yourself with so many breakthroughs. I can guarantee you one thing. You're going to get a breakthrough. You're going to break through the muck of the stuff that you're used to, or you're going to have a breakthrough and realize you're stuck. Either way, you are right. Either way, those thoughts are what are going to bring themselves into today's reality. And that's why I get so excited about this statement, because I recognize that I am here to be abundant. I recognize that co-creating the world with my source, my God, my creator, my universe, that everything I could possibly desire is at the fingertips of my awareness, and all I have to do is expand my awareness to see what is already there. You don't have to go find anything. And if you're experiencing health things or sleeplessness or, you know, think about your most dominant thought. It's kind of like the one time that when I used to travel for speaking, I used to say to myself, I always get sick in December. Because in December was the one month that I wasn't traveling as much as I was the rest of the year. And there were days I would travel 150,000 miles a year domestically. Now, it wasn't internationally. It's a lot of flying, sometimes three cities in one day. And I would say to myself, I get sick and end up in the hospital every December. So what do you think happened? I got sick and ended up in the hospital every December. It wasn't until I realized what I had been doing to myself that I said, oh, no, 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 I got to change that. And I have not been sick since. This is how powerful this is. And with the iConnect and the Heart Companion, think about this, folks. You are magnifying those thoughts even more so. And Greg, you will probably get into this in just a few minutes. But this is powerful stuff here. This is not to be taken lightly. You've entered into a realm of let's get it done, baby. You've entered into a world to I'm tired of living the way that I've been tired of living, and I want to do something different, but it's going to take something on your part because we can't do this for you. What we cannot do for you is think for you. We cannot get in your head, and if you choose illness, if you choose the collective consciousness of error thoughts that, this is what happens to me all the time, then it's going to be so, and the only thing you get to be is right. And what price do you pay for your need to be right? illness, lack of money, lack of relationships, lack of love, lack of connection to heart, lack of connection to community. I'm telling you, if you're going to get excited about this class, this is the statement that begins to say, hey, wake up, baby, because whatever you're seeing is a direct reflection of your most dominant thought. And here's the deal. If you want abundance, you got to hang on to that thought longer than you hang on to the thought of not being abundant. You see, we're such great manifestors and revealers of whatever that we desire in life. And you know how you know? Because all of us, being the humans that we are absolutely powerful at bringing the past into the present moment. And then we wonder why. Well, how did I end up with the same person? How did I end up broke again? How did I end up feeling this way? Because we're bringing the past into the present moment. It's becoming our reality. That just says to me that, whew, I am a powerful revealer of my true desires. I am a powerful revealer of my most dominant thought. So that's true, and if you guys can buy into that today, then the truth is also that I can do the opposite, just like the lady from Italy who came up with $6,000 to go to Bali and take the class she wanted. She didn't have any money. She didn't even have a job. Live with her lover who paid the bills. She changed the way she was thinking, and her life changed. That we can't do for you. But boy, we are here for you, loving you, holding you in the light and power of who you are. And if you choose, you see, the beautiful thing about choosing is that now you're aware. You are aware. And it will say that later in the statements. You are aware of the truth. We are beginning to tell you how this whole thing works. And if you're willing to do the work, because it works if you work it, then in your awareness you have choice. And the choice you have, for those of you that are maybe looking to lose weight or to release weight, the choice you have in the moment that you have choice is in the present moment. And so when you're looking at that donut or whatever it is, it's not that it's a bad thing. It's you have a choice. You have a choice to make a decision that I'm going to eat this donut because I'm going to serve the addiction I have to being right about my weight. Or I have a choice to not eat this lower vibrational food and have a salad because it serves me in my higher vibration in my desires to release the weight. Either way, you're right. What do you want to be right about? My most dominant thought. Money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. Nothing. It is my supply when I choose to buy into my previous thoughts, my former thoughts that no longer serve me today. Gregory talked about that. We have to let go of these things that don't serve us. Yes, they're going to come up. Yes, it's going to feel real. Yes, it's about the past. And yes, you can let go today. Gregory?
Thank you, Michael. Wow. Daniel. I'm going to make you into this Metatronic being. I'm sorry.
Maybe I should be my middle. You know, I don't have a middle name. I never got one.
Daniel,
maybe that's
Michael
what it is.
Pierres.
Yep. DM. Delusional monkey.
it means don't mess with me.
That's right. I love it. Good stuff.
You know.
All right, Gregory. Tell us all about it.
Wow, this one really is loaded. It really is full of the essence of everything we've been talking about. And as we've been saying before, the soul, our beingness that creates here in this dimension, what it reads are the feelings. What it gets are the vibrations. And it's like what's going on with you right now, that passion. That feeling, that's creating the vibrations. When we get into the love, when we get into the gratitude, it's stirring up feelings within us that helps with that creation. Because the creation follows my vibration and follows my desires. But, you know, so often people will let themselves sink into those low vibrations, and that's what they relate to. I know what it feels like to be sick. I know what it feels like to be scared. I know what it feels like to have lack. And yet, what we're asking for right now is get into those feelings of greatness, those feelings of abundance. And you sometimes need to step into it via be grateful for what you have. Be joyful about what's around you right now, and that starts opening up the bigger picture. You know, this statement, it reminded me of the old Rolling Stones song that you don't always get what you want, but you always get what you need.
Oh, I love that.
You know, and as long as we're on a memory lane kind of thing, I want to ask you to all remember, or how many of you do remember, that movie HUD with Paul Newman, where his famous line was, "What we have here is a failure to communicate." And that's really the difference that's going on in our lives. It's what is communicating in our life. Is it the ego mind and its desires, or is it the essence mind's agenda for growth and for well-being that is really wanting to help us evolve into more love, into more abundance? You're going to manifest according to your vibrations and desires is what this statement is talking about. And so we've already talked before about the fact that there are no causes in this dimension. So all of these vibrations, all of these desires are coming from another part of ourselves, and it's either that mind part or through the heart, which is why we're working with the heart companion to clear the pathway for our beingness to come through, because everything begins on the higher dimensional levels. Now, it's the coherence of each level that determines how quickly and accurately our source energy manifests in this life, in this dimension. And that's what we're working on with the Heart Companion, is clearing up the other levels of our being by giving them attention, by being able to access them, by not being caught up in the mundane around us, because with this kind of a tool, we can take a bigger picture, see what's going on. And that's the job of the Heart Companion, to clear the levels, to create energy flow, to improve higher dimensional clarity. This establishes coherence. It's happening in your life. These are the reactions that people are going through, because it's through the coherence that then manifestation can occur. See, the closer you align with the essence mind, that true part of yourself, the more your beingness comes through. And beingness always creates every action so it is for the good of all, especially you. So it's so important to get into that space of beingness to serve everything and everyone, because as we were talking about yesterday with the final example with Buddha and the snails, it's in serving everything that everything comes back to serve you. And now, if at your level of beingness, if you are on that level of a Buddha or Christ, which is where we are all growing to, then millions of souls can be moved from that position, because their clarity and their coherence, if you had a level or a balance beam large enough to put millions of human beings on, and you put them all on one end, and you put a Buddha or Christ on the other, the Buddha would outweigh the whole group, because human beings don't carry much energy when they're blocked by fear, when they're scattered by their energies of this world. They're unfocused and, you know, driven by ego mind, which has very little weight or power. It doesn't really have much ability to change anything. One of my favorite Zen poems while I was in college back in the 60s was, "Drinking a cup of green tea, I stopped the war." Now, this is about clarity. This is about focus. You change the world far beyond your understood field of influence when you are fully present. And because you don't fully understand the intricate connections of infinite possibility, drinking a cup of green tea fully present and engaged with the energy of your beingness can send transformational ripples throughout your world and my world, and it's handled in perfection by the divine essence that handles all the details. We just have to show up and be present. Be totally present with that cup of green tea. And that cup of tea is as important as everything else you are doing. It's important to never shirk the small stuff, because you are a synergistic composite of all of it. So the reverence, the respect you treat every little thing with in your life is going to come back to you multiplied so much, because you're part of all of it. Now, very quickly, I'd like to share Mike, or Daniel said that there were a few people. I had one email where this person was talking about how the class was making them very sleepy, and they actually slept from 11:30 to 4 after the class. And she said, energy work hasn't had this effect on me in a long time. And she was concerned, is this too much energy? I've worked with your Heart Companion, I've worked with your other tools, but they didn't knock me out like this. And now with this class, something's going on. And first, I think I'm going to use this instructionally for all of us, because we have to always question, what's too much? Like Daniel was saying a little bit ago, it's like when things start turning up, we start going, oh my God, I'm going to get out of here. You know, there's part of the ego mind that says, no, I can't handle this. But really, we can handle anything. Nothing is too big for the largeness of who we are. It's just a function of how willing we are to jump into our next level of growth. And all of you, you're going to go through cleansings. You're going to go through things. Don't, look at the little picture. Look at the bigger part of how will these lessons, you know, we don't know how they're going to come. If they're a good lesson, they always catch us by surprise. They always act in a hidden way where, you know, it seems like it's something else, but, oh, in retrospect, this is what I've learned. So be open to stepping back with your Heart Companion and say, always, there is, I know, the heart of God in this situation. The heart of love is always at the core. Let me discover it. Let me find it. Help me to uncover my truth in this situation so I can use it instead of as a wall. It's going to become a step that's going to take me higher, higher into my beingness. So, you know, this class, for this person, it's not too much energy. However, often we get thrown into processing a lot, which was the case for them. So it's important to be very tender with yourself in these kinds of situations. Have compassion for yourself. Just love yourself through it, for all of you. You know, guidance in this case was knocking very hard on her door, trying to communicate. I've seen where people get knocked out or feel sleepy with our tools because guidance is trying to come through, and sometimes putting the conscious mind to rest or almost to sleep is one way guidance has of being able to then talk to you, to support you through the deep movement of change that you're going through. Be open to that. There's nothing that's going to kill you in all this. There's nothing that's going to strip away your power or strip away your well-being. Trust the process and stay open. You know, this in this case, she hadn't experienced it with our products because sometimes it's cumulative. Sometimes it's timing. It's just the right time for you to then take the next step. And in this case, most importantly, and something Gail brought up in the beginning was joining the class triggered her willingness, her intent to participate at this level. And the products had primed her and were ready to join in the work that she was asking for on a soul level. So it's very important. That's why Gail brought it up in the beginning. Go back into your memory and go into the reasons that you chose to join this class. It will help you understand the significance of the changes that you're going through. And in all of this, if you want the energy flow to slow down, then set boundaries. You're not a victim. You can create the reality you want. You are always in control. I remember people telling me, oh, my guidance wakes me up at 3 in the morning because that's the only time they can really talk to me, and I'm getting so tired. I said, well, change the conditions. You're running the show, not your guidance, not even God. We can shut God out of our lives. That's how powerful we are. If we don't want that energy to come into our lives, we can block it with our fear and denial. That's our power. And so what I'm saying now is intend that the shift slows to a pace that you can absorb it, integrate it in a way where you don't become tired, where you don't become burned out. You know, we go into victimhood too quickly. We are running the show. Act like it. So I'll complete now with just a quick personal story of years ago. We were trying to sell our house, and we had it on the market for years. Nothing was working. Finally, we did a feng shui cleansing and reworking of our home, and the next day we had 3 views and 2 offers, and we sold it. However, people then go, oh, it was the feng shui that changed things. But more than the feng shui, that was maybe 10% of it. It was really that finally I was willing to let go of the home. I loved it, and I was afraid to cut the cords like I did in that first business. So finally the feng shui was my commitment, my intent to finally get off my duff and do something about letting go of this home and moving into the new home. So the intent was over 60% of what made this happen. And another 30% was me letting go by committing to the doing this ritual or whatever it takes. And so that's what I'm asking of each of us, to go through the rituals we need to make the commitments to move our intent to the sticking point so that we create what it is we want to right now in our lives.
All right. Beautiful stuff. I love it. So today's statement again, on the heels, and the next few statements that you're going to read are really, really driving it home. And what are the reasons why we don't bring into our lives the very desires of our heart? And that's even a statement that's not even true, because we always bring to existence the true desires of our heart. It's what you're focusing on that's being brought into existence. So either way, whether it's a desire that you care for or not, it is a direct reflection of your most dominant thought. For those of you that want to ask a question, this is a great time to do that. Please hit *2. I would love to hear from you. We have a question from the web from Sandra, and she says, I do not have all the intensive feelings some people seem to have, feeling around the energy or dreams. Am I doing something wrong? I'll say something about this, and I'll hand it over to Gregory and Gail. when this is where we as human beings get caught up in well, she did it and they have it, and that, everybody's experience is different. And that resistance that you have, it's kind of like going and finding out a penny. There's some of you that haven't found a penny or a coin, and you're resisting it. You can't resist it. It's like the intention that you set for this class. We are responsible for setting the intention, but we must let go of our expectation of the end result. That is not up to us. That's where the resistance, that's where the rub's at. So when we get into that space where we're feeling like, well, I must be doing something wrong, we're falling back on some of those old habits of woe is me, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, whatever it may be that's in your thought process, then you got to release that. That's a resistance. So for those of you that aren't finding coins, it's because you're going, I can't find a coin, I can't find a coin. And listen to what you're saying in your internal dialogue. Release the expectation of the end result is how you end up getting where you want to go, because that's not up to us. And we're going to learn that in the next few days. It's not up to us. So, Gail and Gregory, any thoughts around that?
Yeah, that's a great one. You know, the first thing I think that's important also along with what you said is notice how quickly we want to judge ourselves. Oh, what am I doing wrong? And one of my mentors, Buckminster Fuller, used to say, I'm not that smart, it's just that I've made more mistakes than other people. So really look at what you're doing, not in terms of making anything wrong, but what can you learn from it? And what do you want to do to drive this to the next level? And like Daniel said, everyone is going to have their own wonderful and unique experiences. And love that, respect that, honor that, and be grateful for it. You know, getting into that mode of gratitude starts to unleash so much. It's just, it's phenomenal. And your time will come. And the other thing that I would just suggest is hone up your skill of allowing. And that means allowing yourself to notice what's going on, because the inner voice is a more quiet voice in a lot of ways. It's not going to be, you know, like a Mack truck in front of you. And just begin to hone up your skill to become more and more aware, just the little things, you know, who you bump into, who calls you, what starts to happen, some difference in the way that you process information, whatever it is, just that's a skill, and it's a great skill that's going to help you a lot in this program.
All right, I love that. We do have a question on the call, so good morning, Elaine.
Oh, good morning, Daniel. Good morning, everyone. Not a question, it's a share, if I have your permission.
All right.
It's a four-part share, so sit down. You can yank me off if I take too long, but I did get my heart companion yesterday, so I'm excited to share about what's happened. You know, I got it, and I held it, and I tried to remember things that happened in the class when we were working with it, so I could kind of review all that while I'm holding it in my hands, and I didn't feel anything. I went, wow. And I did that thing like that woman talked about, like, oh, maybe it's not going to work for me. So I put it on. I thought, well, I'm just going to just allow this to happen, you know, just drop all resistance, allow it to happen. And I'm wearing it, and I'm doing some little piddly things around the house. I call it piddly because it's mundane, it's cleaning. But I like to do it 100%, so I'm cleaning. Now, what I noticed is, because I know when I do certain cleaning tasks, it's going to take me about so many minutes. You know, you do something every week, you know how long it's going to take. Well, every cleaning task that I did took approximately one-third of the time to do it. And I thought that was pretty extraordinary, because to me that meant there was a time warp going on. Never more than a third of the time that it normally took. So I journaled that, like, okay, time warp happening, all right. I'm not feeling anything, but boy, this baby's working. And then I had a coaching call with a client last night, and I just had this thought, well, turn the grounding, the earth side toward me, you know, I was wearing it, and we were so grounded in that call, and at one point she started saying things that she was coming out of her stuff and saying things were that were kind of what I would call ascending, so I turned it over, you know, so the star side was facing me, and, oh, the conversation just took off. I still wasn't feeling anything, but look at the results that are happening. You know, I'm just like, wow, I love this. I love this. So I'm pouring love into my heart companion. And I'm starting to feel really good. I'm like, wow, I am feeling things. I'm loving it. It's loving me back. I'm feeling so good. At this point, I had to go to the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom, and after I'm washing my hands, I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, my God. I looked so bad. My face was gray. I mean, I do see energy, folks. So, you know, I see energy. I see any slight variation of it. I looked gray. I looked like I was dying. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I started laughing because the realization hit me. Oh, I'm dying to all my old. All my old stuff's leaving me. And I was so pleased that that was happening. It was obvious. There was evidence right in my face. Look, all the old is leaving you. You're dying to the old.
I love it.
I know. I love it. Absolutely love it. And then the last part was I went to bed, and I haven't had a nightmare in years. And I had a nightmare. And I woke up in the nightmare. I do lucid dreaming, and I woke up in the nightmare. It was very scary. Some serial killer was killing women, and he always warned them that they were next by leaving a black rose by them. And I found a black rose in this dream right beside me. And I was like, oh, no, what should I do? And instantly, I'm going to cry here because, you know, you said earlier in the call today that you guys were so loving us. Instantly in the dream, Gregory and Gail were right there beside me. And they said, you guys said, we're going to stay here with you tonight and we'll all be safe. So we went to bed and one of you was on one side of me and one was on the other and I was in the middle. And we went to sleep and we woke up when it was getting light. And Gail said, oh, look, he came again. And they're taped up by the ceiling, taped on the wall, were these two plastic black roses. They weren't real like the first one I got. And we were all wearing, I looked at both of you, and we were all wearing our heart companions, and we started laughing. And I don't remember who it was, either Gregory or Gail said, how are we supposed to believe this if it's so fake? The roses were fake. How could he have got up there and taped them on the near the ceiling, you know, and came in here with all of us in here wearing our heart companions? It was just ridiculous.
Right.
So the whole nightmare just started disintegrating.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so much in gratitude that instantly when I needed the help was there.
Mm.
You know,
good
so
stuff.
Moved by that.
Thank you
it.
So much for sharing.
That's
I
it.
Really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
That's
all right. Any comments, Gail?
Yeah, that's, wow. It really is remarkable, you know, what you said about when you looked in the mirror and you were seeing that old part of you dying, which seems to also relate to the nightmare, too, because that old part of us is dying. And it's a very big part, you know. It's a part that's been very entrenched not only in this life, but in multitudes of lives, and not only in our personal lives, but in the body that is on this planet. And we are, you know, we're doing this healing not only for ourselves, we're doing it so that we're shifting the vibrational field on the planet, and that coherent field makes a huge difference and affects the outcome of, you know, billions of lives. So it's huge. You know, there is death involved. There is disintegration. And to be able to recognize that those old forms are disintegrating and to be able to smile and laugh at it is awesome. You know, we're really, you know, Elaine, what you're pointing out is the ability to see what is real and allowing those illusions to you know, to be laughed at, to see them for what they are. So that's great work.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Yep, Gregory?
I was just going to say, one, I said the other day, look down and see if you're wearing your heart companion in your dream. So thank you for doing that. And, you know, it's fun to see how your dream at night and your, like, looking in the mirror, what's going on during the day, how much they merge and move in and out of each other. It really shows us how much this world that we're walking around in is as much of a dream as what happens at night. And our ability to transform both are equally within our power. And, you know, I loved hearing what you had to say about this transformation, both day and night. Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we've come to the end of our call today. We very excited about what's happening for everyone, and I know some of you are having experiences and may not be saying so. So feel free, as some of you are doing, to send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. And, gosh, have a wonderful day. It's Friday, but to me, every day is a wonderful day, so it doesn't matter what day of the week it is. And that, of course, is the process of changing the way we think by the renewing of our minds. And from us to you, as always, we all love you. Have a great day. Namaste.
We love
Namaste.
You. Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key.